Mike, we're back at it this week, talking about ways to make popcorn that don't involve a microwave.
I'm glad we're doing this. Microwaves, pretty high technology. We don't, you know, we need to reach the masses, the people without this newfangled microwave.
It's true.
Can we start with the popcorn maker that I mentioned last week, the Jiffy Pop?
Of course.
So the Jiffy Pop is an all-in-one popcorn solution, like those microwavable bags that we spoke about in the previous episode. Hi, my name's Mr. Jiffy Pop, and I'm here to... No. Inside the Jiffy Pop consists of much of the same stuff as microwavable bags, including popcorn kernels, oil, and flavoring agents.
Flavoring agents are my favorite.
It's my favorite flavor agent. All of these ingredients are housed in a disposable aluminium pan with a foil top. Once you bring your Jiffy Pop home from the store, you take the label, the paper label off of the top, and use the attached handle to hold it over a heat source, like a stove burner or a campfire or something like that. Then you will hear the kernels begin to pop.
Once this starts, the aluminum foil will begin to expand, growing up and out of the pan. I've never bought one of these things, but I looked at a bunch of photos in preparation for this, and it looks like a lot of fun.
I'm mostly familiar with the Jiffy Pop from the Scream movies. Well, from Scream.
I've never seen them, but I'm going to say, oh yeah, like I know.
Yeah, I know, it's good. And in a Scary Movie, which is the parody, it's like in Scary Movie, the bag just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Like that's one of the deck acts that they do.
I think you're thinking of Real Genius.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's the movie where the house gets full of popcorn with the big laser.
Don't remember that.
Our friend Jason loves it.
I don't remember that. I mean, you know what? I've probably seen Real Genius as part of the Mike at the Movie series, but I have zero memory of it. I think that for a lot of people, the Jiffy Pop is an enjoyable experience because you're very active in making the popcorn. Like, you're there. You're doing it. But therein lies the danger. If you keep the Jiffy Pop too close to your heat source, things will start to burn. It's not like the smart technology that was in the microwavable bags, so you can actually take it too far. With a Jiffy Pop, you'll see the best results if you're agitating the kernels once they start to pop by moving the whole thing back and forth, kind of giving it a bit of a shake.
Jiffy Pop has been around a long time, first coming to the market in 1959 after being invented by an American inventor and chemist named Frederick Menon. He sold the product the same year to a company called American Home Products, which itself has a complicated history, and I quickly got overwhelmed when reading about it.
Like many products that we discuss on this podcast, especially if they're in America, there was a lawsuit filed over its invention. In this case, the Taylor Reed Corporation sued Menon for patent infringement, claiming he had based his product on theirs, the Easy Pop, E-Z Pop, Easy Pop. Taylor Reed Easy won Pop. The case initially, but it was later overturned after an appeal court ruled that the way the foil expanded was different enough between the two products that no patent had been infringed upon.
You gotta love when justice is served all warm and buttery.
Mm-hmm. You can still get the stovetop version of Jiffy Pop today, albeit in a single flavor named Butter Flavor Popcorn.
Nailed it.
There you go. Of course, like the Jiffy Pop is reminiscent to if you just make it in like a saucepan, right? Like if you just make popcorn in a pan, you just like put the popcorn in the pan, shake the pan around, the popcorn pops, and there you go. But this is an easy one-stop shop way of making delicious popcorn in butter flavor.
This episode of Ungeniused is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. With Squarespace, you can stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything, products, services, and even content. Squarespace has everything you need all in one place. You can make the most of Fluid Engine, Squarespace's next-generation website design system, to unlock your creativity more easily than ever before. Start with a best-in-class website template and customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. You can stretch your imagination online with the Fluid Engine, and it's built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace website. And you can extend your branding with Squarespace email campaigns. You can encourage visitors to your site to sign up and become subscribers. You start with an email template and customize it, bringing over your brand ingredients like site colors and the logo, Plus, the built-in analytics built into every Squarespace site also measure the impact of your email campaigns. So you can learn where site visitors are coming from, where sales are coming from, and analyze which channels are most effective. I love building on Squarespace because all of this and so much more is just built in. You don't have to string a bunch of different things together. If you need a store, if you need to host a blog or a podcast or a gallery, like anything you could do basically on a website, Squarespace has the tools built in to do it. Head on over to squarespace.com/ungeniused for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the code ungenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain name. That's squarespace.com/ungeniused and the code ungeniused when you decide to sign up to get 10% off your first purchase. Our thanks to Squarespace for their support of Ungeniused and all of Relay FM.
Jiffy Pop's not the only way in town to make popcorn. Let's talk about some other ways. One of the earliest popcorn makers was created by American baker and confectionery maker Charles Craters. In the 1880s, he was using a steam-powered machine built into a wagon to roast peanuts on the sidewalk outside of his store and at hired events. There's just something about it where I imagine this like tiny popcorn maker and a huge steam engine like powering it. By the next decade, his machine could also roast coffee and pop popcorn, and he showed them off at the Chicago Expo in 1893. Did we talk about the Chicago Expo, or did we just come up as part of our World Fairs thing?
I think we've talked about it.
I know that this has come up before. I know that it has, but we've spoken a lot about World Fairs and stuff, so these expos and World Fairs, they come up.
This design can be seen all over the place today, right? Like when you see a popcorn maker in a movie theater, or like my bank for some reason has one. Like if you go into the bank.
What?
Yeah, you can get popcorn, or your kids can get popcorn.
That's stupid. That's
America, baby.
Stupid. This is like when you're like on the street and you see these banks that have coffee shops in them. Stop trying. No one wants to be there. Don't try and make it like I want to be there, Capital One or whatever, you know, like making it into a coffee shop. I'm not interested in that.
However you feel about it, they often take the shape of a classic looking cart with wheels or legs. And then they have that glass enclosed popcorn maker mounted atop it. Like, it's a very classic look, and it dates back to our friend Charles here.
Suspended in the middle of the enclosure is the cooking surface, usually in the form of a large pot in which butter, oils, and kernels will be heated up and stirred from the bottom. As the kernels pop, they fill up the pot, and then the whole thing will be tipped over, spilling the popcorn into the enclosure for collection. Obviously, the spilling is intended. It's not like it goes all over the floor.
Yeah, it's into the glass box, and you get like a scooper and scoop it out. Another type of popcorn maker is known as the popcorn cannon.
Yes.
This is popular in areas of Asia and China. The device is basically this teardrop-shaped container, which basically becomes a pressure vessel when heated. So it's you're building a bomb. Once it's up to temperature, the operator opens a lever on the device, allowing cool air to rush in, allowing the kernels to pop and then shoot out of the device.
Just go look at images of this thing. It looks terrifying.
It does.
Like it's got a pressure gauge. Anything that has a pressure gauge on it, dangerous. Even though the popcorn cannon, with its great name, is popular elsewhere in the world, it does seem to have been invented in America around 1900 by Alexander Anderson, who showed it off at the St. Louis World Fair in 1904. It was a popcorn was really focused around world expos and fairs. Interesting. Those early versions of the device were used to cook and puff rice, leading to it being purchased by the Quaker Oats Company to make puffed rice breakfast cereal. It's unknown how it was introduced to folks in China.
I mentioned this last time, but in my house, we use a stovetop popper, sometimes known as the Whirly Pop. These devices are basically a pot with a stirring mechanism at the bottom to agitate the kernels, mixing them with the oils used by the operator. That stirring mechanism is controlled by a manual crank, often integrated into the handle.
Such a good name.
It is.
Then there's another great name, the popcorn pumper. Introduced in 1978, it uses hot air to pop kernels and can operate without the need of oils, and thus was advertised as a more healthy approach to having the snack. The kernels are put into the base of the machine, then they shoot out the top through a lid that was curved down to try to aim the flying popcorn into a bowl.
These have fallen out of popularity due to their height, making them hard to store. We had one of these as a kid, and we like put it in the cabinet sideways because it was too tall. And they made a mess. Popcorn basically just went shooting around the kitchen.
Love it. That's fantastic. I mean, what more could you want? The Stir Crazy popcorn maker takes many of the features of the Whirly Pop, including the built-in agitator at the bottom of the bowl. You add kernels and butter, and the electric-powered heater will pop the kernels. Unlike the popcorn pumper, the Stir Crazy... I sound mad. Doesn't shoot the popcorn everywhere, keeping it contained in the clear plastic top. The top is vented to let moisture out, even if some reviews online complain that the popcorn can be mushy, as if the vent isn't quite up to the task on some models.
If you want to read more about some of these products, we have some links in the show notes. They're in your podcast player. They're also on the web at relay.fm/ungeniused/208. If you have your own favorite topic on Wikipedia you'd like to hear us cover, send it to us. There's a link for feedback in your podcast app and also on the website. Drop us a note and we'll put it on the list for future consideration. I'm just scrolling through the document now. There's a whole bunch of stuff in here. We're going to do the show forever. It's going to be awesome.
Forever, whether you like it or not.
I mean, we hope you like it.
I would be surprised if you didn't at this stage. But just in case you don't, we're still going to keep doing it.
That's right. You can't stop us.
Can't stop
Mike,
popping.
Until next time we cook ourselves in glass enclosures, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.